This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, list. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Lou Cassidy, USA Prepares instructor in Illinois. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince and Norm.
Hey, you've been hearing, I hope, about the hearing problem.
You know what? I got you guys up on my micro FM station, and I was walking Ringo, Eminem's brother, out on the farm here, and I was listening to you guys talking about the pimp. And I just got back in, and you started talking about vaccines and immunizations. And I could talk about either one of those.
You didn't hear the business about hearing.
Oh, the hearing. Oh, definitely, yeah.
I mean, Lou, this is a lot cheaper than a stupid hearing aid that don't work.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, this would be great. Well, hey, Norm, time for research.
I was going to call you and tell you that. The time has come, the walrus said.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you slobbering over the research now. This is great.
I mean, thanks to Vince for bringing it up.
Well, Dr. Shealy, just as a point of clarity for our class, I believe, first of all, Lou Cassidy, instructor, and Dr. Norm Shealy, instructor, actually senior instructor for Dr. Shealy, and I were all at a Get Prepared Expo. And Lou Cassidy had a chance to chat with Dr. Norm Shealy. Lou, what happened next?
Well, I took down my PEMF device, and me and Norm became instant friends. I mean, in about 3 minutes. We were great friends. Remember that, Norm?
Indeed, I do.
You said you couldn't get up off your seat?
I'll tell that if you want me to.
That's up to you, Dr. Shealy. If you want to tell it, that's fine with me.
Vince, shall I tell the whole story?
Well, if you'd like to. If you'd like to. That's up to you.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Lou comes up and hand me this device, which I hadn't seen before, and I just hang it over my knee and sitting down. And all of a sudden, I said, Lou, I can't stand up. I've got an erection. I had to take it off my knee. It took about 10 minutes to go away. I mean, I'm not pushing for that particular need for those who want it, but that is my personal experience with it.
Let me give a point of clarification, class. So this is an expo where there's thousands of people, right? The instructors had booths, a 10-by-10 area with curtains on back and both sides. And so it's a traditional trade show type expo. And what would happen is people would come up to the exhibitors, of which Dr. Shealy was one. And there were many exhibitors, and they'd want to shake his hands and meet him. And so they'd be standing up, walking up to his booth, you know, walking from booth to booth to booth. So the point is, Dr. Shealy was sitting down, and he could not stand up to greet his guests. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Shealy? That's the way
right.
I see it.
Well, you know, I didn't want to be embarrassed.
So,
however,
yeah.
I also have, for years ago, had an idea about the chakra frequencies. And that was, I've been waiting all these years to find someone who could make me a pimp device that swept the frequencies of the chakra system. And that's how our gamma device developed. It was to sweep from the first to the seventh chakra. Every 10 minutes it does that. And you can you know, change it to the higher frequencies or lower frequencies. But the Chakra Sweep is my favorite. It has all three available in it. It isn't quite the same as the one Lou showed me, but it's a much better version.
Oh, yeah. When I first brought it down to you, I was sweeping, I think, 0.5 to 32 hertz, and then you helped me tune it up to the chakra frequencies from 5.87 up to 56, whatever it is, and it was much better. I mean, you could tell the difference.
Yeah, and so the next thing that happened was you built one, right? And Dr. Shealy had a chance to experiment with it, and then you built a couple more, is that right?
Right.
Yep. And then, yeah, in fact, I took him one down to the expo and gave it to him, and he played with it, and we started working on the new design, and he simplified it greatly. I mean, the one I gave him almost took a rocket scientist. Ricky Rocket couldn't have figured out how to use it. Remember that, Norm?
Yep.
You had to set up frequencies and set up sweeps and everything. And Norm says, no, I want it like this, with just the Shealy. We call it the Shealy sweep, the chakra sweep. Mm-hmm. And kicked it all off.
Okay. And then the next thing that I know happened is you guys came over to the farmhouse. And Dr. Shealy had this bag, and he was grinning from ear to ear. And he handed me one of the early, possibly one of the early prototypes. Is that right?
Model 3, yep.
So I have number 3. So
you have the Model 3.
Oh, Model 3. Okay.
Yeah, now we're up to 6.
Okay. So what I'm saying, class, is I was one of the very first to try it outside of Dr. Shealy and Lou Cassidy.
Yep.
Was that right?
That is true.
Oh, yep.
Okay. So, class, I'm just trying to relay my experiences. And I'll just tell you the way it was. I was on death's door. I was really, really, really sick. And I didn't know if I had enough energy to take my next breath. I'm not exaggerating. I was really, really in trouble. And you all don't know that. But now you do. And so I was put on a massive dose of antibiotics, prednisone, etc. And Dr. Shealy got me off all of that by putting me on his protocol, of the same protocol that you hear us talking about. So his protocol and the PEMF device, and I'm like a normal guy. Actually, I'm kind of a little younger than a guy who's almost 70. I mean, over the weekend, I was climbing scaffold and, you know, working in the barn, and I built a tire rack for tires. And it's, you know, I wanted to put hundreds of pounds of tires, like almost 50 tires on a rack, and I built it out of oak. It's really heavy. So it's cutting, sawing, and drilling, and, you know, using lag bolts, and it's, you know, 8 feet in the air, 3 levels. I mean, most 7-year-olds wouldn't even think about doing something like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff that... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when I was listening to you guys out there walking Ringo, you were talking about helping your dog, and I've had the PEMF devices on my dog since about 2013 when I first made the first one, and I think that it's extending their life by a couple years. My shepherd that just died a year ago, a big black shepherd, Dino, was going down with that hip dysplasia, and I had him on the PEMF, and I think that extended his life from, about 6 months, 8 months going down with that to over 2 years, 2.5 years before it took him down. So, I'm a believer.
I'm apologizing to Tonto because I did not use it on him. I should have.
Yeah,
well
he
we didn't know Dr.
Shealy.
Something
different, yeah.
So, which version do I have? What is your latest version?
You
obviously
gray,
started with
the,
version 1.
Do you have the gray box with a button on it?
I do.
That's the latest.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you, Lou, do you have a expected life expectancy in terms of years for this device?
Like an electronic device, if it doesn't get spiked through the power supply or run over with a truck or something, it should last, as long as anything you would ever imagine, years and years. What do you think?
I've got two of them that are several years. The ones I use at home and the one I use here at the office, both are the original one, Lou. So it's 5 years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the first ones, the Model 1s, were late 12, early 13, and I have two of those in my dog crates, and they still work, just like the day I made them.
Okay. Are there any replaceable parts?
Well, the coil is replaceable.
For me, yes. I can repair any of them, but for a customer, no. There's no fuse. It has a PTC fuse, which is a thermal resettable fuse, so that if it overcurrents for some reason, I've had people get the wire to the coil caught in the mechanism of a recliner and shorted the coil, and it'll just keep things under control with that. And it has MOSFET, a real beefy 55 amp MOSFET drivers that run the coil. So everything is built really beefy in there, and nothing's running over 50% capacity,
What about the 300 milliampere hour rechargeable battery that's in there, the 8.4 volt, looks like a 9 volt battery? What about that?
Right, that is just a standard 9 volt battery, and I did a lot of research on that, and that happens to be the best one I've found for that device. The battery's life cycle is 300 to 500 cycles. So depending, if you charge it every day, it's about a year. If you use it normally and use battery, once a week, then it'll last for, 4 or 5 years.
Well, let me ask you this. So here's how I do it. The first thing I do, there are two connections on this control box, if you will. And one connection says coil, and the other connection says power. What I do is I plug the coil one in first. I want to make absolutely certain that I don't make a mistake. And you could reverse them. They're keyed, so they don't reverse. But
right.
It's possible,
side, yeah.
I think, to put... Right. But isn't it possible to put the coil one in the power?
Yes, it is.
But
and
not
it doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah, but not...
I was going to say, right. I designed it where it's all self-protective. Even if you could plug the power into the coil, it wouldn't hurt anything. Or if you plug in something with reverse voltage on it, it doesn't hurt anything. So, the thing self-protects itself pretty much.
Okay. The reason I'm mentioning this is what I do is I'm very deliberate when I use this. So I take the control box, which is about the size of a large deck of cards, if you will. That's about the size of it. And it says coil for one connection and power for the other. So I plug in the coil. Then, once the coil's in, I plug in the power because I didn't, and I never talked to you about this, but I did not want this thing to start transmitting without the antenna, meaning the coil. Now, would it hurt anything if it were powered up without the coil being attached?
No, not at all.
Okay, very good. So it's quite foolproof, Class. And if you want to talk to Dr. Shealy, this is not a commercial, I'm just supposing that you could just call his office, 417-351-5221, and ask about it, or go to his website, normshealy.com. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Lou Cassidy's with us. Dr. Shealy, when we were younger and we got the chicken pox, if one of the children in the village got the chicken pox or the measles, the parents would sometimes invite, you know, that child over so that they could spread the chicken pox or the measles around. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, yes. My sister had a very, very severe case of measles. It was, you know, bedridden for several weeks. And I fortunately got a very mild case at the time, but we were quarantined together for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Benny?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say we used to have measles parties when I was a kid in the 50s. You know, kidding. In the 50s, we had measles parties.
And that's
get, so everybody
that's
can have it
about.
And get it over with.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the reason I mentioned that was it seemed that you could get the measles from someone who else who got the measles. And the idea was if you got it over with when you were younger, it would be certainly better than trying to do battle with it when you're much, 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 much older. So in that line of thinking, what people were doing, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lou and Dr. Shealy, is that they were vaccinating their children, parents were vaccinating their children by exposing them to measles that another child had. Is that what they were doing, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. No question about it.
Lou?
I remember when I got whooping cough, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I was quarantined with my sister so she would get it, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lou?
You're absolutely right. We were vaccinating. And we had measles parties, mumps parties, and chicken pox parties when I was a kid.
Right. And so
we didn't have any polio parties.
And you were born in the 50s, is that correct?
I was born in the late 40s.
Late 40s, okay. I was born in the early 50s. All right, so the reason I'm mentioning this is Dr. Shealy, is this similar to being exposed to the coronavirus, meaning you could get a light dose and hopefully survive it, but not everybody does? Is that what this is like?
To some extent, yes.
Okay. But if you get a full frontal blast, like if someone does a massive cough and you're like right, you know, in the trajectory of that cough and you get a full blast, you could get so much that it could overload your immune system. Is that right?
Oh, no question about it.
Okay. So is an immunization a mild dose of the disease or
well,
of
it should
the...
Be. If the vaccine is what I would call properly prepared, if it hasn't been tampered with by some stupid alternative process, it should just be the virus.
Okay.
Yes.
So if this is a man-made bioweapon, and if it was released either by accident or on purpose from the Chinese at Wuhan lab, that means that the vaccine makers are making a bioweapon to be what's called the vaccine for the bioweapon. Did I say that properly, or am I confused?
You said it right. You're correct. Now, the question is still, is this just a virus, or did they include some other junk, if you will, or dangerous stuff in addition to the virus? Mm-hmm. We don't know that, and of course, if we wait for our government, we'll never know that.
Right.
I wouldn't tell the government to tell me. I don't trust the government to tell me the time of day.
Mm-hmm. And is this thing really a vaccine? Protein or whatever?
It is not now. What they're selling as a vaccine is not a true vaccine. That we're pretty sure of.
Yeah.
Okay, so the point, I guess, I'm alluding to, and I might as well just say it. So this, we know this was man-made. I mean, well, at least I believe it was man-made.
Same here.
And if it were man-made, that means we are making more of it. And we're infecting people with more of it. And it makes perfect sense, absolute perfect sense, that people are dying from it. If we're taking a bioweapon, and then we're saying, I'll tell you what, in order to protect you from the bioweapon, we're going to give you the bioweapon. And so,
yeah. Making perfect sense to them.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
World.
I just wanted to make sure I, you know, kind of had it right. So then the next thing is that the next logical conclusion is, why wouldn't just about everybody who gets the vaccine, why would they not get sick? And or die, and or get really sick and die earlier than they normally would have. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Kabul's presidential palace. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he feared U.S. troops would have come under Taliban attack if they'd remained in Afghanistan any longer. President Biden on July 8th discounted a reporter's question that intelligence agencies warned him Afghanistan would fall.
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy. The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
President Biden stayed on vacation while Kabul fell to the Taliban. A handful of people have died at the Kabul airport trying to flee the country Monday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised President Biden Saturday, saying in a tweet, "The president should be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and his action." End quote. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As the Taliban take control of Afghanistan over the weekend, President Biden continues to vacation as all the achievements for women in Afghanistan evaporated. Any hope of democracy was destroyed after 20 years of U.S. blood, treasure, and lives were invested into Afghanistan. The Biden administration is blaming the intelligence community for the collapse failure in Afghanistan as we're back to 2001's threats all over again. Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
Retired Brigadier General of the United States Army Anthony Tata on Fox News puts the failure squarely on the Biden administration, not to mention U.S. weapons technology will soon be in the hands of our enemies.
And it's not so much they're using it, though that concerns me, but it's the intelligence exploitation that will happen with Iran and China as they sell it, and even Pakistan. There's a lot of second and third order effects here. The first issue right now is to protect Americans and to make sure that this lack of planning, this lack of due diligence does not lead to significant or any loss of life on Americans. Because the president's first responsibility is to protect American lives and property. Mm-hmm. They wrote off the property.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuler is with us. Lou Cassidy is with us. I just want to mention a couple quick things. I went out and I looked at our solar metering system yesterday, and I've been saying to our class that it's getting hotter, 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 and I'm not kidding, and I'm measuring it. There's no question. The solar rays are greater than I've ever seen at least in the last 5 years. So it takes about 30 kilowatts a day to run our farm. Actually, maybe 36. And that would be the average for most households if you were to figure out over the year. So that would be winter, spring, you know, fall, summer. And the reason I'm saying it that way is because in the summertime, you use more electricity for air conditioning if you're in one of those warmer areas. If you're in a colder area, you use more energy in the wintertime for heat. So on average, 36 kilowatts is what one might use. All right. So we were unable to generate that much electricity per day, 36 kilowatts. We were generating about 30. Recently, we noticed that we're up to about 45 on a nice sunny day. Yesterday, we hit a little over 48 kilowatts, almost 50 kilowatts. Let me put this in perspective. And I don't have all the solar panels hooked up yet. I've got about half of them hooked up. So the rest are still, you know, in the pellet. So at 48 kilowatts, maybe 48 and a half, that would be the equivalent of almost 500 100-watt light bulbs running for an hour that we generated from the sun yesterday. That tells me that kind of explains why when I go out into the sun, I can't take it for as long as I used to be able to. I mean, I'm dripping wet. We all are. And everyone in our family who, and actually, I mean, I'm pretty dark now from, I have a farmer's tan. You know, my face is dark, my neck's dark, my arms are dark, you know, up to where my short sleeves end. And then I'm not as dark where I'm protected from the sun. And it's not like I'm out, you know, trying to get a tan. I mean, I've got a pretty good tan just being a farmer. Well, so the question that Mrs. Finelli had for today's broadcast for Dr. Shealy is, okay, so the sun is hotter. No question in my mind that it's more solar rays. So going in and out of air conditioning, does that cause one to get chills, you know, coming in from the sun, going in out all day, you know, for periods of maybe 10 or 15 minutes at the most, that's all we can stand, sometimes just 5 minutes. Does that cause sinus issues, watery eyes, a runny nose, chills, etc.?
Well, I think in sensitive people it could, Vince. Now, you know, interestingly, I grew up in South Carolina, which is quite a bit hotter than here.
Yeah.
And I used to just lie out in the sun and bask growing up. So, interestingly, no matter how hot it gets here, I do not find it unbearable. But going directly into air conditioning afterwards is not always pleasant for me.
Okay. Lou, have you noticed that the sun's different? Because I used to do what Dr. Shealy did. I would go out and lie out in the sun. I'd, you know, have my blue jeans on and I'd have no shirt on and, you know, in the summer, and I'd, you know, just lie out in the sun. It was, you know, I could do it for hours and I wouldn't get, you know, I wouldn't be burned. Have you noticed anything like that or not?
Well, yeah, I love the sun. I've always been, even as a kid, out in the sun like that. And now here on the farm, if I'm on a tractor brush hogging fields all day, I'll wear my friend's joke about my Daisy Duke shorts. I wear shorts as short as I can get them, no shirt, you know, no socks, and I get as much sun as I can. And everybody's laughing at me, going, "You're going to die of skin cancer." And you know, so far I'm okay, but I get as much sun as I possibly can.
Okay, so it's not causing you to perspire like mad like it does for me and my family?
Oh yeah, I sweat like crazy. But that's good. That's good,
okay.
Because when you sweat, you know, it clears out your pores, gets out toxins. I mean, I see that as nothing but a good thing.
So about an hour ago, I ran into the kitchen during the break, and I said to Mrs. Finelli, so I turned sideways, and she was at one end of the kitchen, and I turned sideways so she could see me. I said, do I have a gut? And she looked at me, and she said, no. And I said, well, maybe an itch, right? Maybe an inch? And she said, well, maybe an inch. So I'm at 134 pounds right now. That's probably
you gained weight.
Vinny, if you stood sideways in front of me and stuck out your tongue, you'd look like a zipper.
I guess you're saying I'm not fat. Is that right?
That's my guess.
Well, and I'm thinking if I get down a couple more pounds, I'll feel great. Literally. And so I think I went into looking in the mirror, sideways, and literally my gut, if you will, it sticks out at most 1 inch past my belt. And that's it. And I think, for gravity's been working on me for about 70 years.
Yeah.
And, compared to a lot of guys, that's not too much. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
You're absolutely right. I just gave my longstanding friend 3 months' supply of China flat belly powder.
Well, so it seems like it's almost inevitable that, we're going to broaden in the middle. But I don't have too much broaden in the middle. I only have like 1 inch. And I know that if I do more sit-ups and more reps and, that kind of thing, I can get that down to, very, very little. But it'll take a little bit more effort than just, doing the farm work that I do. But I'm up for it. And
for your information, I do 200 sit-ups every day.
Oh, man.
Let's see. So you've got almost 20 years on me, and I got to catch up. I don't think I'm. I used to could. There's an expression in the South. I used to could do 200 sit-ups, and then there's another expression. I might still could. So I used to could, and I might still could. So if I work on it. So is that my goal, Dr. Shealy, 200?
I'm just teasing.
No, but no, seriously, should that be my goal?
Well, I think at least 100.
Okay. All right. And so when you do a sit-up, do you have your legs held down, or do you put them under something? Or what is your method for sit-ups?
Well, I hold them down physically. I press the thighs and calves down into the floor.
Okay. Okay, so what we used to do in gym class in elementary school, someone would hold your ankles down while you did a sit-up. Otherwise, your ankles might pop up off the floor.
Yeah. Now, I'm accustomed to doing with my toes under a couch, for instance, so that they help to hold it down.
Yeah, okay, that was my question. Lou, do you do sit-ups as well?
I haven't done sit-ups in years. I need to because I'm jealous, Vinny. I got a protruding midsection there.
Okay. Well, and all right. So, Lou, what do you attribute
this Chinese powder?
What do you attribute that to, Lou? Your midsection.
Too much of the wrong stuff.
Well, it's easy to do, right?
Oh, it's really easy to do.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like you and I got the same prescription. Our goal is 100 sit-ups.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm looking forward to dropping a few more pounds. I mean, I think 128 would be pretty good. And I can tell when I'm getting a little fatter than I'd like to be. And I'm talking, when I say a little fatter, I'm talking like a couple pounds. Because my pants don't fit quite the same. And, I wear a belt because, you're supposed to wear a belt. But I know that if I don't wear a belt, and I can tell when I'm starting to lose weight, which I like, so I have to wear a belt, and I think it completes the outfit, if you will. But there have been times where I couldn't get into my jeans when I was on prednisone and all that other stuff. I mean, I was getting fatter and fatter and fatter, and I think they have, is the expression a prednisone moon, M-O-O-N, face, where your face gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like,
yeah.
You're holding your breath like a trombone player, almost?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't have that. I don't have that anymore, that's for sure. Okay. Well, I'm all excited about doing more sit-ups. And so I can tell Mrs. Finelli that that the air conditioning could be playing a role in this chills and hot flashes, if you will, and feeling hot and cold and hot and cold by going in and out of the air conditioning, because she's out there a lot and going in and out of the house probably 50 times a day, you know, while she's working on the farm, taking care of, you know, the animals. We all take turns taking care of the animals, but that's what we do. And Lou mentioned the term M&M, and I just want to clarify what that means for the class. M&M stands for Mercedes and Morgan, who are related to Lou's German Shepherd. So our puppies came from the same breeder, and Morgan and Mercedes, M&M,
yeah, and
are related.
The same parents, the same male and female, different letters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, Ringo's a beauty. Ringo's a beauty. I haven't seen M&M, but I imagine they're as gorgeous as Ringo.
Now,
by the way, before the show's over, I want to mention that my right ear is now exactly equal to my left ear. It's 100%. It's gained it all back.
Hmm. Okay, so Dr. Shilley, when you're talking about Dr. Shilley's been using his Lou's pulse electromagnetic frequency device. It's available on the website at normshilley.com. Dr. Shilley's been using it because I mentioned that it helped my mom's hearing, and I also mentioned that our dog, who is a senior, D.B. Cooper, is mobile again after not being mobile. Because I use the PEMF device. And so your hearing has come back. Dr. Shilley, do you use a speakerphone or do you have a telephone up to your ear? How do you do this broadcast? I've never asked you.
Well, I use a regular desk phone.
Okay, so you have it up to
your speaker.
Okay, so you have it up to your ear.
Right, and I keep pressing it in and out and to test it to be sure. And, you know, I go from my left ear to my right ear now, but now I can do that. But for years, I have used 90% of the time my left ear on the phone. But now I can use my right ear again.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. So most people use their left ear because they're right-handed. So they can write while they're talking on the phone. Okay. I have headphones on. And here's another point. And I can't say this is a direct correlation. But there was a guy who came to the farmhouse, and he listened in my headphones to the broadcast. And I have a headphone amplifier, and I have it set very, very low. And he put my headphones on, and he said, "You can hear this?" I said, "Yeah." So he had to crank it way up so he could hear it. And I believe that it's all tied to the same kind of thing. Like, my hearing is way better than many people my age. We'll be right back with Lou Cassidy and Dr. Norman.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why? Thank
God you're. Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's just to let you know what I'm doing. So, yes, I use the PEMF device over an hour a day. I like to use it a couple hours a day on my chest. But I'm also using the supplements that Dr. Shealy recommended. So maybe this is called the shotgun approach, where I'm pulling out all the stops. So vitamin C, I use Dr. Shealy's youth formula. And that's available on his website. I use Dr. Shealy's multiple vitamin, which is called Dr. Shealy's Essentials. I take taurine, ashwagandha root, beta-glucan, astaxanthine, turmeric and curcumin, vitamin D3. And when I remember, I will spray colloidal silver 100 parts per million. This little spray bottle, I'll spray it sometimes one time, sometimes three times a day. Depending on, if I have a tickle in my throat, I might do it, spread one spray out three times a day. So that's typically what I do. Plus, of course, I am trying my best to eat really, really well. And I eat, believe it or not, tomatoes and peppers right out of the garden. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Plus, I have some meat and et cetera. But that has seemed to help a lot as well. And with DB Cooper, we've given her more meat, so we'll cook her a hamburger, and we'll spread that out over her meals during the day. Plus, she gets glucosamine. So that's what we've done for Cooper. And that's what I'm doing for me. And so I believe that the PEMF device really, really works. But I believe you also have to have the right other ingredients. What I was going to say is I don't think you can be a heavy smoker and a heavy drinker, and a drug addict, and then say, I'll just use this PEMF device, once in a while. I don't think that's going to work. And the other thing that I've noticed, Dr. Shealy, is I've let other people try the PEMF device. And I think that they haven't done it. I mean, some have, but I believe some haven't because maybe it's too hard. Maybe it's too hard to, you know, plug it in and so forth. But if you don't take the supplements, if you don't take the vitamin C and the multivitamin and et cetera, and you don't use the PEMF device, how can you expect to have positive results? How is it possible? I don't think it is possible. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, thanks to our government, today's pollution must be, I would think, a minimum of thousands of times what it was 50 years ago.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I was going to go last night. Our son had fallen asleep, and I was still awake. And I wanted to say to him, listen, I think what you ought to do is you ought to go to Baltimore, Maryland, and get your compressor and compress some air, and then bring it back here and then start canning the compressed air. So you'll have a can of Baltimore's air, not compressed air, just a can of air at atmospheric pressure. And then you can sell it on the internet as a can of Baltimore's air, but you need to put on the back that caution. You must shake it well to fully mix the particulates with the air before using it. And that was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but that's, I don't think that's so much of a stretch, Dr. Shuley, that the air is so polluted that the pollutants will settle to the bottom of the can.
Well, interestingly, of course, no matter where you live, your rain has at least 75% Roundup in it. Now, 75% of the rain is loaded with Roundup. And that is poison. And we're lucky to be alive. And I think if you don't take much more than your so-called Federal Death Administration, FDA, admits, you're not going to get enough vitamin C, vitamin D, or vitamin B.
And that was one of the things I wanted to mention to you, to the class, and get your opinion on. So there are some birds who have been flying around, actually have been not flying so well, around Baltimore and Washington, D.C. and in Virginia. So in the urban areas, they're falling right out of the sky, and they've got these, their eyes have bulged out. So they become blind. Now, I believe, and this is just my, I can't prove this for sure, but I believe that we did this. And I believe that we did it either with LED billboards and LED lights coming out of our headlights in vehicles, and we're blinding these birds and their eyes are bulging out. Or we have chemically sprayed something that that they have flown through, or they've flown through a smokestack of a coal near a smokestack of a coal-fired power generation plant, or they've been crop dusted and they've been flying through a cloud of poisons. Dr. Shuley, any comments about these birds that have been flying out, falling out of the sky in mass?
Well, I think it's all part of pollution. I can't tell you which pollution it is, but it is pollution.
Sounds like we did it. Sounds like it's all our fault. Lou Cassidy, any comments?
Yeah, well, they might be flying by microwave towers, too, because that sounds more like microwave to me.
Okay. Or all of the above,
all
right?
All of the above. I would agree. Yeah.
Yep. Lou Cassidy,
poison,
thank you so much.
Good talk.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
poison,
Dr. Shuley.
It is additive. You know,
yeah.
One poison on top of another is worse.
And cumulative. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much. Lou Cassidy, thank you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.